Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
Thank you for this amazing event this weekend. This is my third one, and I absolutely love it.
Awesome.
It's a problem with me, and also I've realized that other people also have it, and that's the consistency. Once I leave this event for like 3-4 months or 2 months, I'll be consistent doing my plans. But then I go back to my old ways of doing the old Wahid. And so...
That is
not a Wahid that I'm so proud, because it's a little bit lazy. And then Netflix is his best friends at times.
Give Wahim a big round of applause. This guy's so great.
Yeah.
Okay. Been here 3 times. Give him a round of applause. That's awesome.
That's good. Waheed. Ah, I see, Waheed. I thought you were saying that. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
So let's talk about this. Those times that you left here and you went back and good Waheed showed up.
Yeah. Then.
And Waheed had a good run, and then all of a sudden it went away 3 months, 4 months later.
Yeah.
Was Waheed 3-4 months later still in contact consistently with the friends he met here?
Yes, I was. And I knew what is right for me to do. I had my planners. I knew that I need to do it, my meditation every morning, all the things you do, like doing some crazy dances. So just to make myself like a little bit...
So what do you think the sticking point was? What do you think is happening?
I don't know. Maybe I get lazy or something, or I don't know.
What if it's not lazy? Why do you think you forget to do it?
What do I forget to do is maybe not much, but I just fail to do what is right. Mm-hmm. Like it starts slowly. Like one day I fail to do, like, for example, planner. That one day becomes like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then maybe 5 days or whatever. And then before I know, like in a matter of like a month, it's just my old bag, my old self.
Does it happen for anyone else around the room? You lose that consistency. You lose that consistency. So you got a lot of friends here, Waheed, that happens too. It happens too. Do you feel like you have elevating levels of demand?
Demands, yes, but also, like, for example, like the burnout, like at work. Once, like, I am as a software developer, there are times which I'm under pressure. When once those pressure points comes in, it just messes up my plans.
Yeah.
And then for me to bounce back is very difficult. Mm-hmm. Like now I'm here, it's awesome feeling. And I go back and the same, and I can handle any pressure.
Yes.
But then once I'm like, after like 3 months, I'm tired, and then something happens and I have to deliver something and I need to overwork. Then after that week of overwork, rather than bouncing back and then starting my planner or whatever.
Who can relate with this exactly? Right now, will you look around the room just so you see this, Waheed? Like, this is normal. This is normal. Here's a couple things to know. Our human behavior is variable. And I want you to hear it a different way. Here's a gentleman saying, I smash it for 4 months in a row. Give him a round of applause. Oh my God. Waheed, you smash it for 4 months in a row. Do you know how amazing that is? Okay, high performers who can be hard on yourselves and call yourselves bad Raheeds. How many of you, watch this, how many of you would love to get excellent performance and presence out of your loved ones for 4 months in a row? Job one. Reframe expectations. Job one. When you're down on yourself and you're wondering, I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that, maybe that's true, but let's first start with acknowledgement and praise, because to pick up momentum like that is superhuman. So the beauty is that kernel of power is in you. You can pull that off. That's incredible. What's usually happening is you hear them say, the wear and tear, the grind, the burnout is happening there. And even if you're doing a strategic reset or you're dancing or you're doing the thing once in a while, because human performance is variable, when you're at that top, and here's the rule, as you start to feel that, you notice it, significant break, not daily resets. After 4 months of being badass, good Raheed needs vacation Raheed. Yeah. Brother, you're crushing it. God bless you for knocking it out for 3 or 4 months. You know how rare that is? Thanks. It's exceptional. Don't we all want that? Yeah. But to think that the race car doesn't need not just pit stops during the day, it's like, think about golfers. Think about sports players, NBA. There's only once or twice a year that they're actually playing multiple games over multiple days or weeks. Instead, it's like one significant break, another significant break, another. We forget that as high performers outside of the athletic world. If you go and you're burning for 3 or 4 months, you need days off. And a day off means not I did email for 4 hours and then I kind of took time. Like, you need a break, a reset that has nothing to do with work, that has nothing to do with, so like, I mean, you guys know, Denise and I, when we were broke, every 90 days, we stepped away for 3 or 4. If for that, at the time when we were broke, that meant like a staycation, but no work. Or we would go to a friend, or we'd go over here. We would take a few days to reset for our relationship, but also because when you're pushing that hard and you're that smart, no one's brain can go all the time. So what I have here is a gentleman telling me he has exceptional performance and then variability. Now, we don't need to fix you psychologically. We don't have to talk about your childhood. It's not about, did your mom like you? It's about, hey, guess what? When you notice you're at the top crest of performance and you start feeling the dip, that is vacation signal. It is not you're doing wrong. It's not, what did he do? I'm lazy. Mm-mm. Guess what he did? He said, personhood versus practices. I'm lazy. Maybe I'm lazy. Who has the fear? Maybe I'm lazy. Mm-mm. Maybe you had it exactly right. Maybe I'm burnt out. Maybe, man, we are grinding at work and I need that time. Amazingly, 80% of Americans over a decade period of time didn't even take 40% of their paid time off. Not even 40% of their paid time off. So most people have the ability, but I'm storing it up. I'm saving it up. You're saving up for a crash. So I want you just now, we're just gonna notice. It's gonna be like, oh, Waheed, look at me. I'm at the top. I feel myself losing. That means my mind's going, I can't handle it all anymore. And when I can't handle it all anymore, let's give away these things. Let's give away the planner today. Let's give away that reset. Let's just keep grinding through. And so we just kept grinding through. But what the mind was really saying is, hey, mental alert, we can't handle things right now. I need a break. The high performer goes, no, I don't need a break from anything. Let me just parse it out. No, you need a vacation. You need a time stop. Is this resonating in any way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
You got what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now absolutely. We're going to notice it, and you're an engineer. So you're going to plot this graph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to put this graph, and you're going to notice every day. You're going to do your scorecard, and you're going to go, oh, wait, I'm getting a dip here. I don't like that. Time for a break. Let me take 3 days. Let me call in the boss. Let me get some peers. Let me step away and completely refresh from the thing. Every great artist, they're famous for prolific output, and then they disappear. Leonardo da Vinci, he'd do a major project, and he'd disappear for 16 weeks before he came up with another genius project that he really owned, that he really put himself into. It's so important for me to say this because, well, we all believe that we have to be machines. Human doings versus human beings, grinding it out all the time, being awesome. It's okay if you're not an awesome mom 24/7. We can't do that. You're gonna have down days. You're gonna need a break. You need the in-laws or the partner or someone to step up and help with the kids. It's okay that you've been a leader and you built that business for 5 years and now you're terrified to step away for 2 weeks because you think it will all come crashing down. No, your health will come crashing down. And if your health comes crashing down, you're not gonna miss 3 days or get to take 4 days off. You're gonna be out for 3, 4, 5 months to recover. So we need not just a strategic reset during the day, we need significant time for Waheed to recover and develop. He's getting this. Look at this guy. Yeah, he's got it. All right, brother. Give him a round of applause, man. You got this, Waheed.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network.
Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.